AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This is Kathmandu, the capital of Nepal, as a powerful earthquake hit earlier today.
There was no mistaking what was happening. The buildings were buckling, the cars were shaking, everybody filled out into the courtyard.
Mike Bruce was working in his office in Kathmandu when the quake hit. At least 42 people are known dead, more than 1,100 injured. This follows the earthquake last month that killed more than 8,100 people. Malaysia is going to start turning away boats carrying migrants unless the boats are sinking. 1,000 migrants have come ashore there in the past 2 days. Should you care if Verizon is buying AOL for almost $4.5 billion? Our Warren Levinson is in New York with Verizon's answer to that question.
Verizon CEO Lowell McAdams says in a statement that the company's vision is to provide customers with a premium digital experience based on a global multi-screen network platform. In other words, it wants to get its brand on as many screens that consumers look at as possible.
New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has 3 days to appeal his 4-game suspension in the Deflategate scandal. Meanwhile, a lot of fans are lining up behind him.
I think a lot of it is a publicity stunt and for the NFL, and that's it.
I'm a big Patriots fan, so I don't like it. I don't think it's very fair.
The Patriots have been fined $1 million as well over the soft football scandal and will lose 2 draft picks. A Houston man facing execution for killing his 15-year-old girlfriend, her mother, and her grandfather 13 years ago is asking the Supreme Court to stop his lethal injection, which is scheduled for tonight. The 32-year-old would be the 7th prisoner executed this year in Texas. This is AP Radio News. We're learning that the State Department gave former President Bill Clinton very fast approval for his lucrative speeches when Hillary was Secretary of State. Our Sandy Kozell's in Washington with this.
During Hillary Clinton's tenure as the top U.S. diplomat, lawyers and other ethics officials in the State Department's Office of Legal Advisor gave near blanket approval to at least 330 requests for Bill Clinton's appearance at speeches, dinners, and events both in the U.S. and around the globe. More than 220 paid events earned the family nearly $50 million, according to a review by the Associated Press.
New Jersey governor and likely presidential candidate Chris Christie will propose cutting income and corporate tax rates as part of an economic policy plan he's laying out today in a speech in the early voting state of New Hampshire. He's expected to outline plans to simplify the tax code by reducing the number of income tax rates. The Dow is down 147 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.